Boncompagno was most proud of his book and lectures on friendship, called Amicitia. In Amicitia, Boncompagno identified 26 kinds of friends. Friendship, he said, is, quote, the result of divine power, and is found to the highest degree in men and angels. Friendship is a heavenly power which chooses to dwell only among the virtuous. Friendship is the root of innocence, the dispenser of all joy, the sincerity of true faith, the strength of eagerness, the foundation of peace, and the source of all good things. Nevertheless, of the 26 kinds of friends, Boncompagno said that 23 of them were terrible. Raise your hand when you feel called out. There's the vocal friend, who offers only words, no actions. This friend will praise you all the livelong day, but, quote, this is the way of dogs and birds, and the testicles of goats that are sold in the butchers could be praised. The powerful friend imprisons you with their position and status. The here and there friend is the opposite of what you might expect, the friend who is so singularly devoted that they're useless to everyone else. The shadowy friend is similarly devoted and offers anything they can, but only until they get what they want, then they'll drop you like a hot potato. The counterfeit friend is self-explanatory, so is the conditional friend and the fair weather friend, too. The difference between the predatory friend and the turncoat friend is that one plans to screw you from the start. The pleasure-seeking friend is faithful to you, but entices you into fornication and plunder. I don't see the problem there. The worthless friend can't keep a secret. The withdrawing friend starts out passionate, then slows down, and then totally fucking ghosts you. Oh, hey, that's me! The haughty friend talks shit about everybody to you, and you to everybody else. And then there's the imaginary friend, who you've never even met, but already love and admire, and spend your time thinking about what good friends you would be if you were, but you aren't. A lot of Boncompagno's examples of bad friends seem to come from first-hand experience at the University of Padua, and his colleagues don't all seem to have appreciated his thorough cataloging of their perceived faults. One of them wrote up a book composed of lectures Boncompagno had given on how to write a proper salutation, principal one, don't refer to the Pope as a false monk, then artificially aged it, staining, dampening, and even smoking the pages. Then he presented the copy, saying that he had discovered a century-old book from which Boncompagno had been plagiarizing. After offering a stirring and convincing defense, Boncompagno left the city enraged.